Today, the International Court of Justice in The Hague began a hearing focused on Israel's occupation of the West Bank. In opening remarks, the Palestinian Foreign Affairs Minister accused Israel of setting up a system of apartheid in the occupied territories, which are home to about 3 million Palestinians. Israel maintains it has the right to defend itself from threats in the territory. Since the October 7th attack by Hamas, Israel has stepped up security throughout the West Bank. But Israeli activists and Palestinians warn that many members of the newly formed forces on patrol are Jewish settlers who want to drive Palestinians off their land. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel recently visited the city of Hebron and has this story.
It's a chilly winter day in Hebron. We're standing on a hill overlooking the old city, surrounded by olive trees, waiting for a Palestinian activist named Issa Umro. We were supposed to meet him at his home, but he's nowhere to be seen.
He said he's at the checkpoint, so maybe he was held up.
I'm here with a group of ex-Israeli soldiers called Breaking the Silence, which opposes the occupation of the West Bank. Part of its mission is to shed light on the Israeli military's activities. We passed through a lot of checkpoints to get here. We were more or less waved through. Umro is not so lucky. We eventually see him making his way up the hill.
I was at the checkpoint since 30 minutes.
Really?
I took off everything.
He says he was forced to strip down. He even had to lose his shoes.
And he told me, take the shoes off. I told him, but it's mud.
Hebron is one of the largest Palestinian cities in the West Bank, and it's also among the most volatile. That's because for decades, far-right Jewish settlers have laid claim to parts of the city center near a site holy to both Jews and Muslims. Over the years, Palestinian militants have opened fire on the settlers, who have in turn committed many acts of violence against Palestinian residents. And although the military's mission is to protect the settlers, it was also seen as a moderating force. Umro says that Palestinians sometimes even asked it for help.
In the past, you know, we were calling the army to help us or protect us from the settlers.
But that's changed. In 2022, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appointed a far-right politician from Hebron as the national security minister. Military forces became more aggressive towards Palestinians, Umro says. And then came the brutal attacks of October 7th. Hamas militants burst out of the Gaza Strip and massacred some 1,200 Israelis. The West Bank is not under Hamas control, and there was no mass attack in Hebron on that day. But when Umro tried to get home from work, he found his way blocked. Not by soldiers, he says, but by heavily armed settlers in body armor. Umro shared video of that day with NPR, which was able to independently verify some details, such as the location where it was shot. In one recording, two older men with long beards and assault rifles shouted him to leave. Umro says he knew them not as soldiers, but as right-wing settlers. They seem to know him, shouting his name as he walks away. He tried another way and again ran into a mixed group of armed settlers and regular soldiers. This time, he was detained.
So I was kidnapped by the soldiers and the settlers in an army uniform. I was taken to the military base here, handcuffed with plastic cuffs to the point that it went into my skin. And it's not, you know, it was 10 hours of pain.
He says he was beaten and abused during his time in custody until a senior army officer who recognized him told the others to let him go. The Israeli military did not comment directly on Umro's account, but told NPR it looks into cases where soldiers, quote, deviate from what is expected. It says if it finds evidence of wrongdoing by troops, then, quote, significant command measures will be taken. Since he was held, things have only gotten worse, Umro says. Palestinians in central Hebron have been forced to stay inside for days at a time by settlers equipped with weapons, radios, and uniforms.
There is no distinction anymore between the soldiers and the violent settlers, either in their army uniform or in their civilian uniform.
Below Umro's house in the streets of central Hebron, the mixing of settlers and soldiers is on display. Since October 7th, many of the regular military units that patrolled Hebron have been sent to either fight in the war in Gaza or defend the northern border with Lebanon. To fill the gap, the military has recruited locals into regional defense units, including one here. We pass a group of them, young men in uniform wearing yarmulkes and peyote, the long, curly locks of hair worn by religious Jews.
You see on the patch?
Uh-huh.
It
says the Agmar unit of Hebron.
So those will be local settlers who've been mobilized.
Uh-huh.
Nadav Vaiman is a former Israeli Special Forces soldier who is now deputy director of Breaking the Silence. The young men look well-equipped with rifles and new-looking helmets and body armor. But they're not the only ones here. As we walk through the old city, someone in a personal vehicle begins honking at us. He swings his car in front of us aggressively, blocking our path. He's shouting.
Yeah, he's a settler. He's a settler.
What's he saying?
Until the Palestinian would rape you, you won't come to your senses.
This settler is not with the military, Vaiman says, but he is part of a local emergency response unit, and he's armed.
He's a settler from the first response team of the settlement. He has an M16 with him, and he's a violent settler.
Now freshly empowered as part of the security system designed to keep the peace in the West Bank. A soldier comes and talks to him, and eventually he drives off and leaves us alone. The settlers say this new arrangement is necessary in the post-October 7th world. One named Shai Cohen comes to speak to us. It's true, he says, many have joined the reserve forces in the West Bank.
I don't do army, but I have two brothers, and my father also do reserve now in the army. Everybody now in the army.
He says this is about safety for settlers like him.
Jewish people living also here in this country, we have terror attack, a lot of terror attack.
In its statement, the Israeli military said there have been more than 700 attacks in the West Bank since the beginning of the war. It has stepped up counterterrorism operations and checkpoints as a result, it says. Back at his home in the hills above central Hebron, Palestinian activist Issa Amro says he feels like he's under siege. His settler neighbors have long wanted him and other Palestinians out of their homes. Since October 7th, they've been relentlessly harassed.
It's a policy to make our life harder and harder, to make us leave certain areas.
Umro estimates 20 to 30% of Palestinian families living nearby have already left. He says he's staying put for now, but he's more frightened than ever.
I think they may come and shoot me in my room, in my bedroom.
Nobody has given him a vest or a helmet to protect himself. Instead, he's bricked up his windows with cinder blocks to try and feel safe in his own home. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News, Hebron.
The number of teens dying from overdoses has doubled in the last few years. One way to reverse that trend could be by tapping into a resource that kids are already familiar with, their pediatrician.
Any cravings for opioids at all?
None.
What makes me really proud of you, Sam, is how committed you are to getting better.
On tomorrow's All Things Considered, we look at the push to get more pediatricians to provide addiction care. You can listen online, on air, or ask your smart speaker to play your local member station by name.